distributing information related to explosives and weapons of mass destruction.
He's also alleged to have discussed on Facebook how to build bombs and his desire to help with an attack in the United States, including potentially bombing the headquarters of a major American news network.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 15 points, the Nasdaq losing 5, and the S&P 500 down about a quarter point. America is listening to Fox News.
Every fall is the season when the leaves fall down. It sure sucks when you gotta rake them and put them in huge paper bags.
You know that they're not light
when they're wet.
Autumn really bites. Every fall is the season for raking.
That's hippie music.
On your hand.
The Zombies on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, time of the season. I make the mistake every once in a while of glancing at a TV monitor in our studio, and it pisses me off because I'm watching this little teenage lunatic addressing the UN with this face. Honest to God, Rosemary's Baby didn't look that possessed. Is that the world that we have become when we all got to drop all of our stuff and sit around and get lectured by a 16-year-old kid who doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground? This is the biggest crap pile of all the crap piles they keep sending our way. I can't take it. What the hell is wrong with these people? They're nuts. They're crazy. They think they're gonna change the weather. Not even Rich Thomas can do that. I had to sit here and look at that poor contorted face of hers. She's 16. We're supposed to all drop what we're doing, change our lives, turn our cars into Jack Ingram, take our burgers back to McDonald's, and take a bullet train to hell. Screw all of you. You're all nuts. You're all crazy, and there's no proof. I got a list here of 41 doomsday predictions. That's what you people live for, is fear, fear, fear. That's what drives your bus. You have no faith, like Jenny Dodson or Rosie or maybe even Sus Potlow. You have none of that. So you buy into some big crap pile that you think will never affect you. You're going to vote for that. You're going to vote to live the lifestyle that would be required by these climate catastrophe clowns. I hope not. Oh, there they are, blocking D.C. traffic. Throw them in jail. Protest, but don't block traffic. You don't get a permit to block traffic.
They should throw them in jail.
And this 16-year-old, really? The whole world, the United Nations, comprised mostly of countries that really hate us or want our treasure to enrich themselves, because we've just so taken advantage of the world. That little girl's lucky she's not speaking German. I wonder if anybody's had the audacity to acquaint her with that.
She's 16?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, did not know that. When I was 16, nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to me at all, period.
I'm 60 and nobody listens to me.
Yes, very few people listen to me now. That's, man.
Well, I have lived long enough to, at first, get sucked in to this whole process. Because I remember watching 60 Minuets do this thing on acid rain. It was, and their proof was it was the acid rain was wearing the names off cement gravestones in Pennsylvania or someplace. The rain was bringing, not acid like you get high on acid, just
the destructive kind of acid.
So that is. And then that went away. And then there was the mini ice age. And then in the mid-80s.
The whole ozone. I grew up with that one.
That was brought to our attention by Meathead on All in the Family, an episode where he's holding an aerosol can and telling Gloria she's destroying the planet, making her hair look nice.
And yet we're still here.
Somehow. Oh, by the way, I also remember being told in class that there would be no more oil left in the planet Earth by the year 2000. And we've got more than we ever thought possible. But that does not stop. I think these people are miserable human beings. They have no faith. Their God is themselves or some a-hole politician that gets there, talks a good game like Obama. Oh, I really miss. What a great presidency he had. Really? This country went nowhere fast for 8 years. Whoa! For a guy who was trying to convince everybody that the tides were going to rise and all this crap, he bought a house for $16 million right on Martha's Vineyard, which, according to AOC, is going to be underwater in 10 years. I hope he doesn't have a 30-year mortgage. Well, he's gotten awfully rich since leaving office. I got to take a break. Did I frighten all of you?
No, you heard one.
I didn't plan on that. But after seeing that squirrely face on that poor little girl's being used, a useful idiot for the left. I got to take a break.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. Yin Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. You know, you can rent a pontoon boat down here and get your crew together and have a good time on the river. The weather's getting right for us finally, maybe, and all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We can fix you up with everything you need. Let's talk about good eating down here. We got a steamer, we got a fryer, and we got a grill, so we cook good seafood any way you like it, fresh from the Gulf, getting oysters from up in the Northeast right now, and shrimp from Bayou LaBashe. You got some beautiful crab claws from down in Bayou LaBashe, fish out of Destin, so we're going to fix you up something good to eat down here. Let's talk about live entertainment, because this week we're so glad that old Randall Bramblett is back in town. That's right, you've seen Randall. We've been playing with the Bonnie Raitt Band, Widespread Panic, the Allman Brothers. Well, he's here with his own band Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Y'all get down here soon. We're fixing up everything for this RV park. Will be open up soon. So, y'all, we got a lot going on. Get down here. Y'all come hungry. Come have a good time with us. See you soon.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey says she's doing fine after announcing last week that she has been diagnosed with lung cancer. Ivey said this after speaking at a ceremony at Fort Rucker. Ivy says she has a good prognosis since the cancer was caught early. Plus, the Montgomery County Board of Education is holding a public hearing today at 6 p.m. to consider a proposal by the Montgomery Education Foundation to convert Davis Elementary, Dixon Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle Schools into charter schools. That meeting is in the Bellingrath Middle School's cafeteria. And Tuskegee University is mourning the loss of head cross country and softball coach Anthony Edward Colvin. According to the Tuskegee Department of Athletics, Colvin passed away Saturday, September 21st. He was 65 years old and joined the Tuskegee coaching staff in 2006 as an assistant men's basketball coach. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
A reminder, this hour's name, the 4 o'clock name, is Dewey Landers. Dewey Landers, you have until 5 to call 396-5477 to verify your entry in the name game and become eligible for some pretty amazing prizes from TVs to cruises and more. That's Dewey Landers, the number to call, 396-5477. I think I blew a gasket in my vocal cords.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'll bet you're wondering
why.
I'm roll calling. The first part of this is dedicated to the climate alarmists. You stupid.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
That's one.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
I'll have what she's having.
You gotta have some uh-oh if you wanna be with me.
What are we gonna do now?
Quack, quack.
Just a bit outside.
We are now entering hell.
I'm not trying to be your hero, cause that zero is too cold for me.
Go back to ISIS.
Ah.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Oh my God.
Cause that minus
you know,
is
nursing.
Too low.
I'm Gumby, Bevan!
Do it again, I like it!
Yay, fun!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Bob, 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 roll tide.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Bite me!
And I'm not.
You're so naughty.
Believe you me.
Bad!
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No!
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Nothing from nothing beats
what a bunch of crap!
You gotta
oh, cheats and liars.
If you wanna be with me,
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Nothing from nothing.
It's unbelievable.
You gotta have some
school off.
If you wanna be with me,
when does something just for a queen bee? And not when does something just for a bumblebee? What?
I don't understand the words you just said.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Gotta have something.
You know what? If in my fury I hadn't knocked off Volume Pots 2 and 3, that might have been one of my best ever.
That was
yeah.
But
was
I'm
good.
Still I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling the anger.
You know what I like about those? I always try and figure out where the reference comes from, where the audio clip comes from. And you're going, I know enough of those. That's what makes them really interesting.
Well, I had to get the climate genius in there.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because I'm pissed off. Trump versus the world at the UN. No, it's the world versus Trump. And he's going to win. So cut the crap. Oh, there's Mr. Loose Cheeks, Juan William. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, that's terrible, man. Blah, 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 blah. Why do you keep him on TV? I got to look at that poor little girl with that wretched contorted face telling us the world's going to end because I'm 16 years old. How dare you? God. When I was 16, I was listening to Bad Moon Rising by Creedence.
Yes.
That was the climate.
Let's think about those days.
I don't know what the hell anybody wants. Nobody wants to call this damn radio station anymore. Maybe because I'm too loud or I don't know what.
Sucked out all the air.
No, really, this is insane and infuriating. And here's the downside to this is that I've lived through all of this stuff. Why anybody bothers to believe any of it, I really couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you. I think people have to believe in something. And it's easier for them to see a melting ice cap and say, ah, geez, you know what, they're right. The world's going to end. I'm trying to post this thing from Breitbart. I'm going to read the list. Hang on, I'm copying, and it's working very slowly because our computer has Windows 8.
That girl is going to have that face that she has. She's going to have that on shirts and on all kinds of stuff where it's all over. Because that is an ugly face.
I don't understand. First of all, her parents are, what are they thinking? What 16-year-old is ready to be the center of the world? Unless it's Nadia Comaneci at the Olympics or doing something like that. But at 16, she's a scientific enough expert to tell us we're all going to die and the planet's going to explode into a ball of flames. By the way, these same Democrats who support all of this garbage were in Iowa serving up what? Burgers. Burgers come from what? Cows. What's destroying the planet? Cows. I guess they got a one-day exemption so they could stuff their faces. They're such freaking hypocrites! I hate it. Happy what is it? 272-9228. What do you need, an engraved invitation to call this thing today, or am I that... maybe I should just give this thing up.
No, you're good.
Because I am I'm about at my wit's end. I don't need this thing. I really don't. If I come in here and I got to look at that, in the morning it's even worse because they go to network news, so I got to watch CBS and all of those phonies, you know, with the latest Trump scandal, which is not a scandal. How about Hunter Biden in the Ukraine? Joe is on tape saying, fire that prosecutor who is investigating my son or you guys don't get $1 billion. That's not Russian collusion! What the hell?
Happy hour kisses.
I am losing it. Nice going, Dave.
I started this. I'm to blame.
That's Dave Edwards, an alumni of this building, who's helping us out. Seth Botlow is here, and I'm not saying it's.
That's how I used to sound when I was little.
It's a.
I did. I had a list. Seth Botlow.
It's a tough name to say. Seth Botlow. Helping us out, and Dee is on the phone. Hello, Dee.
Hi, how are you today? Never mind, I've already heard you. I just wanted to, if you don't mind, share my rant with you.
Okay.
I have been a faithful recycler for the last 15 or 20 years.
Me too.
You know, separating everything, taking it to the recycling center, sure. And this Saturday, I went to my recycling center and got a big surprise. Last month, they told us they were not going to take styrofoam anymore. This past Saturday, they said they weren't taking plastic anymore.
Wait a minute. And plastic, I mean, isn't that killing all the sea whales?
Exactly.
Aren't they getting...
Exactly.
Don't they come to the surface looking like they were snorting lines off the ocean floor with these big plastic tubes coming out of their sinuses?
Yes. And so it got me thinking about, years ago, when I was a wee young lass and I was living with my parents, my mom would always go to the grocery store and come back with those thick paper bags. You know, those were cool. When she got through with them, you could use them to cover your school books or make kites or whatever. You know, they were just great. And if you threw them out the window, they were biodegradable. And eventually you went to double bagging, and then it was paper or plastic and plastic, and now it's double plastic. And now those things aren't biodegradable. I mean, all these things that the left said were horrible for us, paper straws, paper bags. And remember when we were growing up, we didn't have 2 liter or anything because everything was in glass bottles. You know, you could go put your money in and get your soda pop out, take it back, get a nickel back, and they recycled them before recycling was a word. And now the recycling centers aren't taking plastic.
Well, that's just swell.
I know. So what do? Now we're going to get skewered because we're having to throw the plastic away.
It's crazy.
I wonder why.
It's crazy. So I blame the libs for the oceans being polluted with plastic.
We're not the polluters. It's Asia. It's China are responsible for 90% of the stuff. Just those two areas are responsible for 90% of the trash in our ocean. And I don't hear them making an effort of any kind. They want us. We're supposed to make all the sacrifices, trillions of dollars. Stop eating meat, stop driving cars, high-speed rail, reconfigure all your buildings. It's a short list. It's a short you know what kind of list. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. And I do want to speak with Clay and Sonny. Sonny. Not that Sonny, it's a different Sonny. You know, I wish I had my e-liquids. No, I don't need those. I wish I had my what do you call the bottle with the thing on top, the little when you press the rubber top.
Dropper.
Dropper.
Yes. It's not for eyes, though. It is one way that you can take CBD products.
You probably need it.
A tincture of CBD.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you, Dave Edwards.
Yeah.
The tincture. That's right. They have oil tinctures. They have water solubles. They have gummies, soft gel capsules, and topical creams. I've used those. But the pet products, I know now 3 different dogs that have received amazing help from the pet department at your CBD store. Your CBD store is easy to find, 8852 Mini Brown Road, right across from the Adams Drugs Renfro's off Chantilly Parkway. You know where it is. Call 593-0818. Marissa and Laurie are there to acquaint you with the SunMed product line. It is the very finest. And they will be able to help direct you to something that will work, whether you're looking to relieve anxiety, sleep better, pain, you name it. These CBD products can help you at your CBD store in Montgomery. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6, again at 8852 Minnie Brown Road. As I mentioned, Clay, Sonny will be right with you.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way into the 4 o'clock hour, and traffic's building up on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. We had an accident earlier at the Troy Highway, and it looks like it's still congested in that area. If you're on Taylor Road, boy, it is crowded all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road, so watch it through that area. Traffic on the interstates is up at a speed limit right, and we don't see any big problems on the 31s. Let's just be careful this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
United for your comfort.
I'm here
with Shane from United, number one in the river region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do I amuse you?
I'd like some information before we begin.
Comes with state-of-the-art digitally enhanced sound.
Earlier over the weekend, I posted the Breitbart story, 41 climate predictions of doomsday that were proven wrong. And I just reposted it with the picture of the young woman who's being abused by the look at that face. You know who she needs to meet? That little a-hole from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High that became the expert on gun confiscation. David, what's his name? The little fascist?
Yeah, I forget his name.
We have had to watch him all over the news for the last 2 years since that tragedy took place because he knows what to do. He's a survivor. No, he's not. He wasn't there.
Let's not say his name, because if we say his name, we'll remember it and we'll think about it. Now let's just forget about him.
Well, the look on that poor little 16-year-old old girl's face reminds me so much of him. Miserable. Sadness. Clay, what's up?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. At the risk of being hung up on again, I wanted to correct you on a couple of things. We were able to defeat acid rain by correcting human activity. We put scrubbers on all the coal-fired plants, and it cured the acid rain.
Good.
Nature healed itself. So we can do some things to help some of the destruction we do. Also, we replaced the propellants in our aerosol cans and in cooling activities, we replaced Freon with other fluorocarbons, and that's how the ozone was restored.
You can prove this scientifically. You could prove that the fluorocarbon issue was what saved the ozone layer. I'd like to see some scientific evidence of that. Why don't you Google that and get back to me? Thanks for the call. Sonny.
Hey, how you doing? You sound like you was afraid everybody got offended at your rant, so I was too busy laughing, so I had to call you back.
Thanks for taking me seriously, Sonny.
I get your news feeds, your Facebook feeds. I enjoy your dog pics and everything over the weekend.
Yeah.
But was it Ruby talking about the plastic bags and all?
D, who had called, yeah.
I worked in the...
They weren't taking plastics at the recycling center.
Oh, yeah. I worked in the grocery business since the late 70s, you know. Then I retired out when Food World went down. But, yeah, plastic bags, they replaced them. The people were just getting aggravated and all about the paper bags because they crumble and come apart on them.
Do you know what the problem is? With the reusable bags, they are the germiest thing you can take into a grocery store unless you wash them every time you use them.
Yeah, we've got a few. They recommended that you clean them every time.
Yeah, you have to. God only knows the fecal matter you're going to come in contact with.
Now, there's a pleasant thought.
The inside of your
body.
Well,
Sonny, I appreciate the call. We're kind of tight for time here, so I'm going to go to Tracy next. Hi, Tracy.
I just wanted to share something positive about one of your sponsors, Brian Jewelry. I've been thinking about going to them for a long time, but I already had a jeweler that I was using, and I had a necklace break after only 8 months, so I took it to Brian Jewelry, and not only are they fixing that one, but they're fixing the one that broke initially 8 months ago that I was told by another jeweler it wasn't worth fixing. I just needed to buy a new one. So they're fixing two necklaces for less than it would cost you to replace one of them. So I really appreciate them, you know, taking care of the customer instead of just trying to sell you something that you don't really need.
They're one of the easiest businesses to speak on behalf of. We have used them for a number of things, but the most amazing thing was, you know, given my daughter's situation, to take her old wedding jewelry and turn it into beautiful new miracles that she's excited about wearing. You could never pay a price that for what that accomplished. And Lynn at Brian Jewelry, I owe her that.
Definitely. I will do business with them again for sure.
I'm very grateful for the call, Tracy. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
How could I not? After that.
Yes.
They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville, BrianJewelry.com. And since she just mentioned them, I would mention they have showcases with products for both sides of the greatest rivalry in sports. And they're filled with great merchandise, beautiful first-class merchandise that you can gift give while supplies last. Each year they generally sell out those showcases, but this is stuff you'd be proud to give. Somebody who is passionate on one side or the other of the greatest rivalry in sports. Both teams are undefeated at this time, so...
Roll Tide.
Okay, we're at 4:33. We're going to get traffic, which is forecast, and we're back from my left to your right. Rosie, Seth Spotlow.
You can call me whatever you want, dude.
And Dave Edwards, our guest sidekick, a guy who, he goes back. He goes back to the Don Markwell days.
Rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things look pretty good for this time of the afternoon. The boulevard is extra busy, so be careful around the intersections. We also see a big crowd on the Atlanta Highway between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road's jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Traffic on the 31s is pretty busy this afternoon. If you're headed out of town, watch the traffic around you. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza, Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From LB.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Montgomery County Board of Education is holding a public hearing today at 6 p.m. to consider a proposal by the Montgomery Education Foundation to convert Davis Elementary, Nixon Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle Schools into charter schools. That meeting's in the Bellingrath Middle School's cafeteria. Plus, Governor Kay Ivey says she is doing fine after announcing last week that she's been diagnosed with lung cancer. Ivey said this after speaking at a ceremony at Fort Rucker. Ivey says she has a good prognosis since the cancer was caught early. And Tuskegee University is mourning the loss of head cross country and softball coach Anthony Edward Colvin. According to the Tuskegee Department of Athletics, Colvin passed away Saturday, September 21st. He was 65 years old and joined the Tuskegee coaching staff in 2006 as an assistant men's basketball coach. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, it's officially fall now, but endless summer rolls on. Today, a hot day, but low humidity, high in the mid-90s. Not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, a weak front in the state, so I'll mention a chance of an isolated shower or two somewhere in the area. Middle 90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got the Wednesday rain chances under 20%. We'll be flirting with record highs later in the week, especially Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with upper 90s late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Latest polling data on the clown show that is the Democratic competition for President. Elizabeth Warren. Up, Joe Biden. I wish I had the clip, I've heard it, of Joe Biden openly bragging that he was going to withhold $1 billion in American funds to the Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor that was investigating his son Hunter, who got very rich off this whole deal. But no, this is why we have to impeach Trump for pointing it out. This is something I think, I mean, I can't find it. I've got all kinds of Joe Biden sidesteps questions. I want the actual remarks by Joe Biden telling in his own words, bragging how he got rid of a prosecutor in the Ukraine who was investigating his son.
Somebody trying to pull the old switcheroo, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the media that we deal with. It's not just the media. It's YouTube. I don't see it on YouTube.
It's everywhere.
You cannot find it because they don't want you to see it. And this is where I have a real problem with this left-wing tech monopoly. And again, the question is, what kind of a country do you want us to be living in with no cars and no burgers or steaks?
I see it on crappy TV all the time.
An abundance of cows.
What's India going to do? If we got to eliminate all the cows, they're going to have a serious problem.
Starve.
Worship another animal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to. Look at that that poor girl with her mouth open. David Hogg! That's the son of a bitch. That's the guy. David Hogg and this girl here, they are a match made in hell. And I'm sorry, you're 16 years old. I would love to be able to speak to you as a 16-year-old. You're the one that put yourself in front of the United Nations, and shame on your parents. Jeez. Leave climate summit early. This is the biggest damn joke on the planet. We're going to change the climate. We're going to change the patterns. We got to get a paleontologist on this show. I don't know if we have one of those locally, but somebody who can explain that when you actually dig a little bit into history, we have had periods far warmer than this. The sun is the great determiner of our weather in general. By the way, we're just a week out of the peak of the hurricane season. They made like Dorian was some unprecedented event. That is what climate change looks like, says the bartender in New York who lucked her way into into Congress. We're supposed to, there's another genius. So we've got a 16-year-old girl, a former bartender. Who else wants us to turn our lives inside out because of some phony problem they're making up?
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
We have done an amazing job in my lifetime, Dave. Have we not seen great improvement in our caretaking of lakes and rivers? And
well, that's what I mean. I was talking about back in my history, we used the word smog. I actually am from San Francisco Bay Area. And what you saw in L.A., God, the sky was green for many years. And so we finally got it. You know, any technology you have is always worse than the technology you replace. I always ask people, can you imagine what New York City smelled like at the turn of the century?
Well, when people were throwing their...
And horses.
Yeah, horses.
Horses in the street. So you always have that. And
they were good job creators, though, because they had to have people sweep up after the horses and move all that horse manure.
And so you always have technology that replaces a previous technology, always has its problems, but then hopefully another technology will come along.
American Heritage Magazine was the one that acquainted me with, because they did great stories about what life was like in those times. People filling up a chamber pot,
throwing out
potty time, and just dumping it out the window.
Well, that's where the expression comes from.
Okay.
That expression, you know it.
And it just, anyway, some of the more publicized dire end of the world predictions, dire famine forecast by 1975. Meathead on All the Family was worried about the population of the world doubling to 4 billion back in the 70s. Well, it's more than that. And the only countries that aren't feeding their people are the ones that are starving them through political motivations, like Venezuela, where you get to wait in line for hours hoping to get something, a loaf of bread. Everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989, Ice Age by 2000. In 1970, America subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. That never happened. 71, 72, a new ice age coming by 2020. It better get here fast if that prediction is going to come true. But in 1972, they moved it back 50 more years.
Well, we did in California have to have water rationing. But what was funny about it is they wouldn't let you wash your car or water your grass. And so they put all these restrictors in the toilets and on the showers. And everybody was doing exactly what they needed to. And then when it was over with, the water company said, oh, no, wait a minute. You're not using enough. So we have to raise your rates.
Well, the most hilarious of all the green stories that are out there in San Francisco, I don't know how many years ago, but all public buildings had to be retrofitted with the 2-gallon flush toilet to conserve water. The problem was there wasn't enough power in that flush to move the poop completely through the system, and it backed up. And the whole city smelled like a turd. No, it's true. I could look it up. I can do that during the break. I'll look it up. But that's what happened in San Francisco because they insisted on switching to that.
Nobody thinks anything through. They just knee-jerk to everything and, you know, end up with bigger problems than they started with.
I don't want to live in a world where these ideas come to pass. And my fear is with the media nonstop blast, we're going to get somebody like Elizabeth Warren in there, and she's going to tomahawk the life we enjoy into little pieces. We'll be back.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Fox Business Network stocks closing mixed as weak economic data out of Europe renewed worries over the state of the global economy. With the Dow rising 15 points, the Nasdaq down 5, S&P 500 down a fraction. And GM temporarily laying off an additional 1,200 workers in North America amid a UAW strike. The latest cuts include roughly 525 hourly employees in Ohio and about 700 people in Canada. Shares of Netflix closing down over 2% as the streaming wars heats up, with the stock now in negative territory for the year. And as of early May, the stock was up 44%. And Samsung's folding phone is finally hitting the States on Friday after the Fold was on hold after reviewers encountered problems with the device's innovative folding screen. Samsung's new device will sell for nearly $2,000. The phone comes with a screen that folds together like a book. There will be an AT&T version as well as an unlocked version sold at Best Buy and Samsung stores. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Kelly Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 4:50. I ratted myself into a nap state.
You wore yourself out.
I got FoxNews.com. McCabe memo details Rod Rosenstein's proposal to wiretap Trump in 2017. He was serious about wearing White House wire. And yet, what are they all focused on? Well, the story is unraveling. But the whistleblower, yeah, it seems to me if you're going to be a whistleblower, you have to have witnessed something firsthand.
Yeah.
And not heard a story from some guy.
You need to have a whistle.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if you say you have a whistle, you had a whistle, yeah. Even though you never had one in the first place.
It's just amazing the lengths they're going to come up with something. This is another chase to nowhere. What have they done for American citizens in the 2 years since the 2018 election? Not a forking thing. Red Top.
Hey, guys. You know, this chick, this Swedish chick, and I've heard her speech at the UN a couple times today. It is just ridiculous. She is in a state of panic. This is an idiot, a beyond an idiot. And what is more surprising is they let this little hysterical idiot come and speak to world leaders like that. She needs to have to be slapped across the damn face and told to shut up and sit down.
Well, now I think that might be a little extreme. I do agree this girl's been abused. I don't know why her... I mean, look, we all had things we were really passionate about as teenagers, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And I mean, you know, her parents are seeing money signs.
There's got to be. But, you know, they've got so many of these. It seems to be affecting the little girls more than anything. I don't think the little boys are dumb enough to. They got better things to think about.
I still, thanks to the car, I still think she's like the future life mate of David Hogg, because they both have the same contorted look of misery on their faces. They should get together and. He can draw up the plans to take away guns, and she can... By the way, I want to thank Karen Cronin, listener in North Carolina, had sent me a link. I could not pull up the link because it was interrupted. But in Iowa, where they're busy campaigning to see who can lead the ticket to destroy the world, they served over 10,500 steaks to the Democrats who are claiming that cow farts are destroying the planet. Does that not seem extraordinarily hypocritical?
Hypocrites. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's they don't eat the cow farts. Maybe they ought to try that.
If anybody is polluting the atmosphere with excess methane, it's them. Did I really want to go here today? Did I really want to get into that?
I don't think so.
But I have been watching the sensation. What is this young girl got going that the leftist media is so enthralled with? That they're touting this mid-teenage girl. She's somehow, what, is she going to get a Nobel Prize for science?
They're taking advantage of that poor girl, and she doesn't even know it. And it's so, so sad to see that, because when she's 32, she's going to be like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Well, who is the other girl? Mahala? The girl who was shot in the face? Who
The Pakistani girl?
Yeah, who, you know.
No, she's got something to say.
That's what I mean. I think that they were trying to redo that with this girl.
Yeah,
because she had an amazing story, and I think they were trying to roll out that as well. Is it Mahala?
But this little something like that. But this little girl doesn't have an amazing story. She is just trying to tell adults what to do.
Well, that's what I'm under. That's what I can't understand. Don't we pay people in the political thing to do this type of stuff? I mean, why do you think they have to roll out a 16-year-old to do what the politicians should be doing?
Because they know they can get to you with a kid. Mm-hmm. Everybody's sick of the adults. The adults are acting like children, so nobody wants to listen to any of them anymore. So let's bring out a kid that can tug at your heartstrings and make you feel sad about what you're supposedly...
I mean, that's pathetic for what the politicians are doing.
Sad.
I mean, that's really pathetic. Where are they doing their jobs? If they really believe this type of stuff, why do they have to roll this out?
Here's a good news story for you today.
Yes, let's hear it. We're ready.
Good news, everyone.
The good news is...
It's all about a Islamic terrorist who got his ass kicked by a Marine. For whatever reason, the terrorist, apparently underestimating the skill of the Marine, called him that denigrating term for the female anatomy, and, he got his ass kicked. I think I'll post that video It's called Marine versus Thug, and this will be your feel-good moment of the day. Let me just type that in.
Oorah.
There you go. Look how fast I did that.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi is right, and congratulations. We love our armory. By the way, I posted another story today. And again, and all I said was nobody cares about this stuff. This is why I just put funny dog and cat videos on Facebook all day. Because I'm having a terrible time trying to figure out what people really... Oh, God, so strict for climate. Please, please stop. Yeah, where was everybody when Obama on a live mic leaned over to the Russian guy and said, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility. I'll be able to bend over a little further, in other words. And did the media jump in? No. No. A 79-year-old vet with dementia, evicted by the government from a home he owned over unpaid property taxes. This should never be allowed to happen to a veteran, especially one that's been diagnosed with dementia. In the meantime, we can't welcome people who don't belong here, who broke the law to get in here fast enough. It is making less and less sense with every passing day. Another thing I saw on Fox, there's the graphic says, Iran tensions reflect Wall Street was up marginally, but up. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. One more hour.
Maybe Brent will tell us.
He will. We'll be speaking with him shortly.
You're going to make it, Greg.
You got this, man. You look good.
Stop.
You do. You look good
you
today.
You have Joey.
What are you talking about,
you
man?
You have Joeyosis.
No, man. He's my buddy.
Yeah, that orange shirt just brightens up your face.
It's the first day of fall.
Yeah. You look
it's
good.
It's the leaf I could do.
CBD, baby.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Today, I'll tell you, it was beautiful this morning. 62, 58 in Prattville. Your AC is getting a bit of a break. We're not quite out of the woods with summer-type heat. But soon, it'll be time to make sure that you're warm and toasty. Your furnace will kick on some morning. And if you don't get Clark's out there to tune it for you, your house is going to smell like burnt belly button lint. That's what Clark's does. They keep your system running. They give it the TLC, the love of Clark's, it needs to keep going. You know, that thing should last 20 to 30 years. The ones that don't generally are the ones that get little or no maintenance during the course of their usage. So unless you don't mind shelling out $5,000 to $10,000 for a new unit, call Clark's at 277-2125. And for a whole lot less, like $159, you get the two annual tune-ups and the guarantee of priority service on any heating, AC, or plumbing issue that may arise. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really amazing, fun people, call Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza. As we roll on towards the rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see lots of traffic on the boulevard. It's real busy around the intersections. Please be careful. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is rolling along at a